A few minutes before 5 o'clock on a mild March morning in Glasgow, a large green van pulls into the parking lot of a one-story brick building. About a half hour before that, the lights of the animal shelter came on, and an employee of the Barron River Animal Welfare Association took several shelter dogs out for a walk in preparation for the long road trip ahead. The destination for 24 dogs this morning is a shelter in Dubuque, Iowa. Volunteers begin streaming into the shelter's lobby more than an hour before sunrise. It's all hands on deck for the next few furious minutes as they prepare the dogs for the journey on PetSmart Charity's rescue wagon.
Once they get here, we are supposed to be able to load one dog every 5 minutes or 3 minutes or something, and sometimes we can do that and sometimes we can't. So we have a lot of volunteers who will kind of have dogs ready so that when one goes out the door, the next one is ready to be checked by their vet tech.
Margie Patton runs the animal shelter in Glasgow. Shelter is facing a problem that's not uncommon in this area: too many pets and not enough homes. They've been part of the Rescue Wagon program for 10 years and have sent over 5,000 dogs up north.
Some parts of the country have had laws in place for a number of years about licensing, where if you have any kind of a dog, if it's spayed or neutered, you might pay a really low price for the dog license, and they're very strict about licensing. If the dog is not spayed or neutered, you might pay $50 or $100.
But Patton says some areas in the South don't have those laws, leading to an abundance of dogs without homes. After the dogs pass inspection, Matthew Hatchett from PetSmart Charities loads the dogs into crates in the back of the van for their journey to Iowa.
Hopefully we take them from shelters that do euthanize to shelters that won't euthanize them and find a good placement for them.
He and his colleague, Shani Henderson, settle into the vehicle's cab for a 9 to 10 hour drive with 24 dogs behind them in the climate-controlled rear of the van.
Usually they're pretty quiet. They settle down just like a baby would in a car ride, and then, you know, we check them every 4 hours, give them food and water.
One of the dogs boarding the rescue wagon this morning is Gloria, a hound mix with a stark white coat. Gloria's been living with Robin Crane for several days. Crane says Gloria is a sweet dog with plenty of energy.
You care for them and you love them and you're trying to get them into good habits as quickly as possible because they're more adoptable. And people will realize that they're a loving dog if they learn to behave and to come when they're called and how to act and interact with other animals.
Crane brought 2 foster dogs to load under the rescue wagon today. At times, she's fostered as many as 8.
We're just animal lovers, so we all come together. It's kind of a camaraderie, and we share our experiences and our love for animals and our friendship.
She gets real nervous at first.
The volunteers and staff say they love seeing examples of pets being nurtured back to health. Once again, Margie Patton.
4 of the big puppies that you saw this morning were what we call fixer-uppers. Part of their litter had already died. They were extremely malnourished. Lots of hair loss. We thought maybe they had mange. It turned out they didn't. It was just from poor nutrition. So we decided to get them in good shape because we knew if we could get them in good shape, they could have a life.
Patton says nearly 660 dogs were adopted by local families last year. Combine that with the 430 sent elsewhere on the rescue wagon, and it adds up to over 1,000 dogs that were saved last year. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.